From the Diary of Louise Duncan Mayhew, September 1860. In honor of my engagement, Father has planned a grand celebration. The house has been painted a gleaming white, and tables, replete with wild flowers, are scattered on the lawn. The whole effect is worthy of a Charles Heath illustration, and I can barely contain my excitement at the sound of approaching carriages. Being the junk man's daughter isn't always as cool as it might sound. Sure, I get first dibs on all kinds of good stuff. I now have 3 perfectly good 10-speed bikes. But it comes with a price. As soon as I saw Daddy's dump truck sitting in the car line, shaking and rattling like it was about to throw a rod, I knew Sally Martin would have something snide to say. Mama usually drove me home, but Daddy had mentioned at breakfast that he had to pick up an old section of bleachers from the football field and might as well save her a trip. I could see a rusty end of it sticking up behind the cab. "Nice ride, Louise," she said. "You headed to the dump?" A couple of kids laughed, and I calculated the chances of getting suspended for fighting on the last day of school. Benjamin Zerto, my best friend, leaned closer and whispered, "You won't have to see her for the whole summer. Take a deep breath and count to 10. As if." I looked at Sally and smirked. "You better stand back. My dad's used to picking up useless crap and hauling it away. You could be next." I was rewarded with a gasp from Sally and a grin from Benzer. A win-win. The car line moved, and I could hear the roar of the truck as it lumbered forward. Normally the car line would have been packed with kids, and I'd have had some backup in addition to Benzer. But most kids had left early, as soon as they had report cards and attendance awards. Even Franklin, the brains of our group, and my cousin Patty were gone. "I don't know how you stand it," Sally sighed. "Being surrounded by junk would be bad enough, but it looks like your house is about to fall down around your ears. My father says it's a crime to have such an eyesore right smack in the middle of town." I rolled my eyes. My house was a common target with Sally. I'd told her before that it looked old because it was. It had had its 175th birthday last year. I wouldn't waste my breath mentioning it again. Sally smoothed down her skirt with one hand and smiled. Uh-oh. When Sally smiled, bad things usually followed. "Benzer," she said sweetly, turning to face him, "are you coming to the pool this weekend? My dad is having a cookout for all the kids." She looked at me. "All the kids in the neighborhood, I mean." Benzer and Sally lived in the only subdivision in town, or as my grandmother called it, the Yankee Enclave. It was full of new brick homes and had a swimming pool and tennis courts with no cracks in them, unlike the ones at the city park. "I doubt it," Benzer answered. "I'm helping Lou's dad over the weekend." Sally pouted. "Oh, that's too bad. I guess you're going to have another boring summer. What did you write last year for your My Summer Vacation essay?" She laughed. "Oh, yeah. Watching Paint Peel with Lou and Other Adventures in Boredom." I could feel my face turning red. Last year, the essay had seemed funny. Mine had been titled War Between the States, My Summer with a Yankee. But after hearing everyone read about going to Disney or renting houseboats for the summer, it had felt kind of lame. I looked for my dad. He had moved another few feet, and if all went well, I'd be sitting in his truck and riding away from this in about 90 seconds. "That was a joke," Benzer said. "I like hanging out at Lou's. It's like something out of an R.L. Stine story." Benzer is a bookworm, but that doesn't hurt him socially. He's the most athletic boy in the entire 6th grade. He's considered a northerner by some, since he was born in New York City, even though he's lived here in Zollicoffer since he was 4, and considers himself a local. We've been best friends since kindergarten, when I sat on top of David Pinto until he promised to stop making fun of Benzer's accent.
"R.L. who?" Sally asked.
"Why don't you spend the summer reading a book?" I asked. Sally pulled a small mirror from her backpack and checked her hair.
I'll be much too busy, she said. We're going on a cruise in a few weeks, but I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to read while you're sitting around watching the paint peel. Daddy pulled to the curb, and I moved to leave, but Sally's smug smile did me in. Benzer and I have exciting plans too, Sally. Sorry you'll miss it all on your dopey cruise. I caught Benzer's startled look out of the corner of my eye, but I didn't stop. I guess you'll hear all about it when you get back, if you don't read about it in the newspaper first. Sally laughed. Oh, really? I can hardly wait. I ignored Benzer's stare and opened the dump truck's door. It gave a loud screech and I slammed it shut. Sally murmured something to the girls around her about Lou and her active imagination. I could hear them all laughing as we pulled away.